I'm Scott Martin. I'm head of intellectual property for Paramount Pictures. And that job encompasses production work, distribution, licensing, enforcement, and policy. And so I spend a lot of time thinking and talking to people about what's the future of licensing and distribution for motion pictures. And I've been asked to condense all of that thinking into 10 minutes. I actually think where it's going to end up is quite easy. I think we're going to end up in a purely digital world with no hard goods, that films are distributed to consumers still theatrically, but for the home entertainment market, it's all digital. The very difficult part of that is the transition. And how do you transition from a few years ago where it was all about hard goods to now where it's hard goods and digital, to a future that's purely digital? And how do you do that without fundamentally undermining the business? So I want to identify five trends that I see. But before I do that, I want to talk briefly about the business of movies. Movies are a pretty unique business. Every weekend, a substantial number of new films are released. The investment in those films is enormous. I don't think that we open a picture with less than a $30 million investment up to $200 million, because in addition to the cost of making the movie, you have tremendous costs for marketing and distribution to get it into the theaters. You're trying to build enormous public awareness of a product that didn't exist before that weekend, because all of your sales are driven off those 2 days of the opening weekend, because either in those 2 days the film is a hit or the film is a flop. So all of your investment is front-loaded. You have no income until those first 2 days. Then you have the income from the theatrical, and we get approximately 50% of the box office numbers. 50% is kept by the theaters. So very, very few films break even at the box office, break even in the theatrical run. Most films break even later on in the stream. The next stream is the DVD, the hard goods. Following that, pay TV, then free TV. And one of the challenges is DVD sales are plummeting. I think that's partly competition from other activities, Facebook, internet, video games, Wii devices, but it's also piracy. So as those numbers drop off, it means fewer films get made. You'll still have the blockbusters. You'll still have the micro-budget movies. But the movies in the middle that depended on the post-theatrical window to break even, fewer of those are going to get made. So with that as background, and also keeping in mind that in all of these discussions, I think there are enormous differences between films, between music, books, software. And one of the risks when we talk about copyright is to lump the problems and the solutions all together, as though when you talk about copyright, the problems and the solutions for film are the same as for music, the same as for books, the same as for software, because they are all, I think, radically different. The first trend is that legitimate cannot compete with stolen. That we have a huge piracy problem. And when I'm talking about piracy, I'm not talking about a lot of the issues Larry Lessig was talking about, which are derivative works, new works, mashups, compilations, downstream works. I'm talking about full copies of the original. No matter how cool or easy to use or well-priced an online service is, it's not going to be able to compete with the same service that's giving the product away and that doesn't have the overhead of paying for content. And that also means people are not going to invest in building legitimate distribution systems if they're trying to compete with systems that are distributing stolen content. The second trend is that I think there are viable solutions to online theft. And again, I'm focusing on theft of the entire work. It gets much more complicated when you're talking about new and derivative works. I think there are solutions like site blocking, like site restrictions. But increasingly, we see the threat coming from commercial piracy, not kids in dorm rooms with peer-to-peer uploading. These commercial services are streaming movies online. When you're streaming, you have very significant costs. You might be able to steal the content. You can't steal the bandwidth. So they're charging for the services. So part of the solution is working with the enablers, the credit card companies, the advertisers and ad brokers who place advertising on these sites, because without revenue, these sites will disappear because they have overhead costs. The third trend that I see is that ultimately, I believe only mass aggregators are going to succeed in the online world. And by that, I mean sites that have everybody's content, an iTunes, an Amazon. It's the reason Paramount does not have an online site for distribution of our product. We have online sites for promotion of our product. But if somebody is looking for a movie, if somebody wants to see Transformers or Forrest Gump, they don't know where it came from. People don't associate movies with studios. So if you had to go to Paramount.com to find our movies, that's going to be frustrating to consumers. So I think in the world of licensing, it's the aggregators, it's the one-stop shops that will ultimately succeed. And at Paramount, we have licensing deals with over 200 different online sites. All of our online licenses are non-exclusive. Anyone who wants a license, who meets certain criteria of online security, of ability to pay, will get a license. The fourth trend is I believe that online streaming is the future, not downloads. That if you look at the Netflix model in the United States, you can stream the movies online. It's faster. It doesn't require storage. We think ultimately that is what consumers are going to want. So you pull out your device, whatever your device is, and you watch the movie stream to you. If you pause it and come back a week later, you resume where it left off. That on-demand delivery is going to be the future far more than download or owning. And the last trend is that I think the preferred model of online distribution of films will be subscription rather than pay per film. So you will pay a monthly fee and get all you can watch, as opposed to paying for each film. Again, in the U.S., that is the new Netflix online model, where you subscribe to Netflix, you can watch as many of their movies. It's like the traditional movie channel, Sky or HBO, where you have a subscription and you can watch as much of the content as you want. We think that will ultimately be the model, rather than you pay for each movie that you want to watch online. The good news is we're licensing all models. So if I'm wrong about that, if consumers gravitate to a pay-per-film model, that's the way it will develop. But my view is the licensing model for films will be online streaming on a subscription model.